WGE and 107.7 FM W299CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. No fewer than four people killed after severe spring weather hit Houston. Mayor John Whitmire says trees and power lines are down, windows blown out of high-rises by hurricane-force wind.
We had a storm with 100 miles per hour winds, the equivalent of Hurricane Ike.
900,000 homes and businesses don't have electric power in Houston. Ben Crump, lawyer for the family of Roger Fortson, the black Air Force senior airman shot and killed in his own apartment by an Okaloosa County, Florida deputy, says police radio traffic and body camera imagery reinforce their assertion the deputy was sent to the wrong apartment to investigate a disturbance. New York disability rights advocate Michael Carey filed a complaint with state police alleging he was shoved twice in the state capitol building by Democratic State Senator Kevin Parker after asking Parker to co-sponsor a piece of legislation. This is ABC News. This week marking 70 years since the Supreme Court struck down racially segregated public schools.
It was the segregation policy at the public schools in Topeka, Kansas that sparked Brown versus Board of Education, the case that struck down separate but equal in public schools. 70 years later in Topeka,
we're all loved equally. It doesn't matter what race you are.
11-year-old Mackenzie Johnstone at Williams Science and Fine Arts Magnet, who says she rarely came across people of color at her old school district, like 7-year-old Jamari Lyons.
It's okay to be black and it's okay to be white. And you can still be friends and neighbors.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
Billionaire businessman and philanthropist Frank McCourt says he's putting together a consortium to purchase TikTok. He's the latest investor hoping to benefit from the law requiring TikTok to sell to a U.S.-approved owner or be banned here. Former Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is among those who've expressed a desire to purchase the social media platform. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today we're talking credit scores. I mean, we all know we're supposed to have a good one, but what is a credit score? It's a number rating how likely you are to pay back a loan. Anytime you use credit, you know, like your credit card or a mortgage, the info about what you borrowed and when you paid it gets sent to three credit bureaus: TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. They track every transaction and compile detailed financial information on every single American. I mean, a little creepy, am I right? And they rate you on a scale from 300 to 850. Over 670 is good, and over 800 is excellent. Then the bureaus sell your rating to anybody who's thinking about lending you money, and you get a better or a worse deal based on your score. Best way to keep that score up is pay your bills on time. This is Carrie Joy from Work Money. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org or text MONEY to 88285. Take good care.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris back in Wisconsin Thursday. She spoke to black voters in Milwaukee about the administration's efforts to create economic opportunity.
You see the signs around Milwaukee and around our country brought to you by the Biden-Harris administration, and you see a crane and you see shovels in the ground.
Harris also talked about forgiving student loan and medical debt and improving access to housing. The Green Bay Packers will play at least five games on national primetime TV this football season. The NFL released its regular season schedule Wednesday night. The Packers will open the season with a game in Sao Paulo, Brazil on Friday, September 6th, and they'll host a game on Thanksgiving night. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Brewers bombard the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Pittsburgh jumped out to an early 1-0 lead. Then the Brewers turned it into a home run derby. Milwaukee with five batters with home runs on the way to a 10-2 victory over the Pirates to win the series. It started with William Contreras and his shot to right field in the third. The Brewers' Joey Ortiz.
Yeah, usually William is the one to open the floodgates with anyone. He's hitting extremely well right now, and so when he gets going, it's pretty fun.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I was pleased with today's effort at the plate. And Ortiz, sneaky, has been good against righties and lefties. And Churio looks like he's gaining some confidence. Contreras is out of his mind. Like, it's epic what he's doing.
NFL schedules are out, and the Packers will be playing on Thanksgiving, this time in prime time at home against the Dolphins. College basketball, UW Green Bay introducing Doug Gottlieb as their new head basketball coach.
Places like Wisconsin, those are the places that are special, and it really feels like home. Like, Wisconsin's a place where people still wait for you at the airport.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, we'll see a clear to mostly clear sky and lower 50s by daybreak. Light winds across the area. On Friday, plentiful sunshine will be found. Light south winds of 5 to 10. The afternoon high topping out in the upper 70s to near 80. Right now, it's 55.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll preview Sitten de Mai in Stoughton, a Norwegian fest. Also, Willie Nelson's in Madison. All that and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. News from the center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us, our buddy Phil Itner, the veteran war correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine, host of On the Edge, a new podcast. You can find his video blog over on YouTube. Just plug in Philip Itner. His Twitter handle is ItnerPhilip. And your favorite podcast place, plug in On the Edge, and hopefully it'll pop up. Phil has, welcome back to the program, and happy Vishivanka. You might want to mention what that is. And has your podcast dropped already?
First episode goes up this week.
Great.
Dropping an introductory kind of episode zero, just to explain what our intentions are. And then our very first episode with a prominent Ukrainian working on children's issues will be dropping on Sunday.
Oh, great. That's the fellow we had on our show? Forgive me, I forgot his name.
Mikhailo Kuleba.
Oh, okay. That's somebody else. Okay. Great. So, Vishivanka?
This is the national holiday that commemorates the traditional embroidery in Ukraine called a Vishivanka, which I'm wearing currently. And it's really soared since this full-scale war has begun, because people use it as a way to express their patriotism, as a way to express their belief in their country and their culture at a time when it's under obviously such intense threat and strain. So it was very nice to be walking the streets of Kyiv today, despite everything that's going on, and seeing people proudly displaying their beautiful embroidery and basically just showing support for their nation, showing their support for their culture, their country, their fellow citizens. So it was a pleasant day, and I thought I'd join in.
That's marvelous. That's marvelous. I'm getting conflicting stories here, and I'm hoping you can set me straight.
Mm.
On the one hand, I'm hearing that Russia has taken a whole bunch of towns along the northeast end of Ukraine. And on the other hand, I'm hearing that, those are mostly abandoned villages, and it's not that big a deal, and Kharkiv is the second biggest city, and those people are never going to surrender to the Russians. Don't worry, everything's going to be fine. So which is it?
Well, so I had the same concerns as you, Tom. to invade with 50,000 soldiers, which is what Russia has done, coming across the border and headed towards, as you mentioned, the second largest city in Ukraine, a city of 1.5 million people, to try and take it with 50,000 soldiers didn't make any sense to me. I was very confused about it. And so I called up a contact who I only use sparingly, because he is a well-connected, I'm going to be very careful here because it was on background and I don't want to dox him. So he is a very well-connected intelligence officer of a very high rank with direct ties to the presidential office. And we sat down for a coffee earlier this week, and I asked him this question. I said, you know, what is going on in Kharkiv? How concerned are you about it? And he said, we're not concerned. We're not concerned because, one, yes, those city, those towns, those villages that were taken were in what was called a gray zone, where almost kind of like a DMZ, where they couldn't properly put in defenses. And not only that, it was left kind of as an uninhabited, undefended area, although defenses were meant to be built there. Some were definitely built, but there's criticism, and there will have to be an after-action report, a post-mortem, to see if maybe some abuses happened or some corruption. Funds were taken away from building defenses. But here's the thing I want to convey to you, Tom, and to your audience, is this. My intelligence contact in Ukraine here said they believe that this is a, it's not a military operation. This is a, this is a intelligence operation, that this is a means for Russia to scare Kiev and to, more importantly, scare Kiev's patrons, meaning us and in the West, to force Kiev to come to the table from a position of power. They want to seem to be on the winning side, the Russians do. They want to be taking territory, scaring everybody, and, oh, this imminent collapse is happening. Of course an imminent collapse is not happening. They don't have the manpower to do it. But my contact with these good ties and strong resource of information said, we believe that what they are trying to do is not, it's not the ground they want to take, it's the image, it's the optics they want to convey so that they can force Kiev to a negotiation place, because they know they're hitting a high watermark, and that soon there will be F-16s here, there will be long-range artillery, there will be a resupply of artillery rounds and equipment, and it is very possible that the momentum will shift back from Russia to Ukraine. And so the information I'm getting here on the ground in Kiev is that's what they think this is all about, that it's not actually trying to take Kharkiv, because, again, that is not realistic, but rather this is kind of trying to manipulate a diplomatic effort, because they know that things are very likely going to turn sour for him, the Russians.
I saw a headline on Drudge, and I apologize. I didn't, at the time, I was in a hurry. I didn't click through and read the article. But the headline was, Russia to throw 500,000 soldiers at Ukraine. What's that about?
Well, look, if there's another round of, if there's another round of mobilization, it is possible that they might be able to grab another 500,000 men to throw at Ukraine, but that will be dependent on another round of mobilization. And it's not going well for the Russians. And, you know, every time they do a mobilization, there's been pushback. This will be a third round of mobilization, and that would potentially build a conscript army, basically, just to throw at Ukrainian lines, right, which is kind of Russian's military doctrine.
Didn't work for us, but, Vietnam either. Sure.
No, it didn't work for us or in World War One. I mean, just throwing bodies at a machine gun, it doesn't work. And that's kind of what Russia's military doctrine is, although they also rely greatly on artillery, obviously. Yeah. But what they also don't do, and it's important to say, and I'll make it quick, is that they also, Russian military doctrine does not rely on air supremacy. And it is, I have been embedded with NATO troops. I have seen Russian troops in combat. They rely on conscripts, masses of conscripts and waves of soldiers, and they rely on artillery, a little bit armor as well. But we, our military doctrine is secure the skies first, and the Ukrainians have not been able to do that. However, coming very soon will be F-16s. And that might give Ukraine an edge when it comes to air dominance. If they can gain air dominance, then we might again see a shift in this momentum for Ukraine to start moving forward. I'm not saying this is gospel. I'm telling you what I am learning from my sources here in Ukraine. They are very far from feeling any kind of panic or despair. You feel it on the streets of Kiev. I'm in constant contact with places like Kherson and Kharkiv. No one is panicking.
That's good. That's good news. We're talking with Phil Itner, the veteran war correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine, live from Ukraine. Anthony Blinken was just in Ukraine, and pretty much the only headline that most of the American media picked up was that he played the guitar there. Rocking in the free world.
Unfortunately.
And it was made fun of by the right-wing media. What was the significance of that meeting? Did anything come out of it?
A lot of things came out of that meeting. And I do want to quickly address the guitar thing. I think Blinken was getting the same kind of information that I got from my source. And he was feeling pretty good about it, because, frankly, I've been feeling pretty good about it. Mm-hmm. If indeed the Ukrainians are accurate in their assessment, some things are coming down the pipeline very soon that are going to change the dynamics of this war swiftly. And possibly, very possibly, in Ukraine's favor. So I think he was kind of feeling his oats. But aside from that, you know, we saw during his entire trip a sense of confidence and a sense of relaxed partnership with his counterparts here in Ukraine. And it is a shame that this guitar incident kind of sucked away the oxygen. Also, I quickly want to address, there are bars in every conflict I have ever been in. People have sought escape. So I've heard the other criticism from the right is that, you know, we're giving all this money and Ukraine is supposed to be this destroyed place. Well, look, this is nightclub that seems to be booming. Everybody in a conflict seeks escape. And I've never been in a conflict where there isn't some sort of an equivalent to that. But the headline that we should be talking about is the fact that Blinken came here and said, while he doesn't authorize the use of the weaponry that we give to the Ukrainians to shoot inside Russian territory, he clearly stated it. Once we give these weapons to the Ukrainians, it is their decision how to use them. There's been massive criticism here in Ukraine that they have not been able to, like the invading force that came from in towards Kharkiv, they assembled on the other side of the border in Russia. And the Ukrainians were under the impression that they couldn't use the long-range weapons provided to them by the United States to shoot into the Russian Federation. Blinken has come here and said categorically, we're not telling you what to do. We're not advocating shooting inside of Russia. But once we give those weapons to you, they are yours to use as you see fit. This, in conjunction with the recent statement by the Foreign Secretary of the United Kingdom, David Cameron, that yes, cruise missiles provided by Britain can be shot deep into the Russian Federation, means that the war will be taken to Russian soil, and it will be British, and it will now most likely be American weapons that are used there, and it will stop the Russians from being on the other side of a border as safe haven to then launch these kind of attacks.
That's
going to
seriously
Ukraine.
Piss off Putin. We just have 10 seconds. Do you think that there's any chance Putin's? Yeah, okay. You don't think he's going to respond in a way that we should worry about?
I don't think so. No.
Yeah.
No. I mean, he shoots into Ukraine all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
Why
true.
Why can't Ukrainians fire back?
That's true. Absolutely. Phil Itner, you can find his video blog over at YouTube. Just plug in his name, Philip Itner, and look for his On the Edge podcast premiering later this week. Phil, thanks so much for dropping by.
Always a pleasure, Tom.
Always a pleasure having you. We'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls. Is Trump planning on throwing out vaccines for schools? Really? What's going on with that? We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
18 minutes past the hour. The place where smart people get their news. We'll be right back.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901, 800-421-9901, 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest, Mr. James Causey. One of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now, from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
My experience with Super Beats heart chews, healthy heart chews, is they are powerful for health blood pressure. That's badly written. They feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and heart health every day when I take them. Plus, with no pills to swallow, they taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Super Beats is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. New Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced support healthy CoQ10 levels, too, an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% by going to superbeats.com and using the code Tom, T-H-O-M, excuse me, getsuperbeats.com. That's getsuperbeats.com, code Tom, T-H-O-M, for the free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Hard Shoes Advanced and 15% off. Getsuperbeats.com. Use the code Tom, T-H-O-M. We have got to fix that. 24 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Let's see here. Some of the news of the day. Former President Donald Trump's plan to coerce schools around the country to stop requiring vaccines puts our children at risk, says Charlie Sykes in an op-ed for NBC, MSNBC. It's true. Trump has now said four times that he will withhold all federal funding from schools that require a vaccination from kindergarten through college. Yeah. Right now, schools most schools require vaccination against measles, rubella, chickenpox, tetanus, pertussis, polio, hep B, and pneumonococcal disease. And we've eradicated smallpox. We've largely eradicated polio. How did we do it? By vaccinating school children. And now you've got, you know, Bob Kennedy out there running around saying, you know, oh, vaccines, yeah, they cause autism, you don't want. And now Donald Trump, this is what's crazy. Trump is now saying, number one, that he is going to block, he's going to cut federal funding. First of all, schools, only about 5% of their revenue is federal funds, but that's still consequential. He says he's going to cut federal funds to any school that requires vaccination for children, number one. So we're going to start seeing polio and measles and birth defects and all kinds of horrible problems, children dying from communicable, preventable diseases. But number two, he then comes out because Bob Kennedy is starting to rise in the polls against Republicans now. He says, so Republicans, get it out of your mind that you're going to vote for this guy because he's conservative. He's not. And by the way, he said the other night, vaccines are fine. He said it on a show, a television show. The vaccines are fine. He's all for them. That's what he said. And for those of you that want to vote because you think he's an anti-vaxxer, he's not really an anti-vaxxer. And the implication, of course, being that the only real anti-vaxxer in the entire race is Donald Trump. When did that happen? I mean, this was the guy who initiated, you know, operation whatever it was, you know, the super fast let's make a vaccine. You could thank Donald Trump for the mRNA vaccines. Thank you, Sean. But it's like, how much damage is this guy going to do to this country before we get him off the damn stage? I mean, it's just, he's feeding this stuff, and now it's becoming like, you know, Republicans didn't used to think that vaccines were dangerous. Republicans, I mean, Dwight Eisenhower was overseeing the polio vaccine in the 1950s. He was a Republican president. What has happened to this party? They have completely gone off the deep end. And Alabama Governor Kay Ivey is the next. I'll tell you about her after the break.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And now the Republican clown show is in New York doing their little press conference on behalf of poor little Donnie, poor persecuted Donnie. Dr. Marty Goldstein, first of all, I got to tell you, my wife is one of your biggest fans. Tell us about your background.
Well, I graduated Cornell Vet School in 1973, but I had my own conditions that were genetically based. I was not eating well. Conventional medicine had no answer. I started to eat well. I got better. And that was the wake-up call to then apply it to what a dog and a cat should be really eating. Most of the pet food industry is not biologically appropriate to what a dog and a cat would eat, period.
Generally speaking, what are the best things that you can feed your dog?
If they're healthy, well-to-do, and they don't have any medical conditions, about 80% meat and the rest some vegetation.
What should you avoid feeding your dog?
Meat byproducts are not really meat. I don't even want to mention what they contain.
What makes Dr. Marty's dog food different from all the other premium dog foods out there?
Preservatives.
Yeah.
My food is preservative-free. there's many of the foods out there have preservatives which destroy the intestinal flora, and they are immune suppressive. My food meets all APCO requirements with only food. There's no additives. So we are literally simulating what a dog and or a cat would eat in nature with this. It's called food. What a concept.
Yeah, what a concept.
One thing that brings me joy is not only how much they love this, but how well they're doing just through the food. My life is complete. Well, that's all I can say.
That's great. Thank you, Marty.
It's been a pleasure. I really appreciate it.
Great talking with you. For a limited time, I can get you 54% off Nature's Blend and a free pack of premium dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. No fewer than four people killed after severe spring weather hit Houston. Mayor John Whitmire says trees and power lines are down, windows blown out of high-rises by hurricane-force wind.
We had a storm with 100 miles per hour winds, the equivalent of Hurricane Ike.
900,000 homes and businesses don't have electric power in Houston. Ben Crump, lawyer for the family of Roger Fortson, the black Air Force senior airman shot and killed in his own apartment by an Okaloosa County, Florida deputy, says police radio traffic and body camera imagery reinforce their assertion the deputy was sent to the wrong apartment to investigate a disturbance. New York disability rights advocate Michael Carey filed a complaint with state police alleging he was shoved twice in the state capitol building by Democratic State Senator Kevin Parker after asking Parker to co-sponsor a piece of legislation. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Guaranteed income programs are controversial in some circles, but research shows they're working. They give cash to low-income households with no strings attached. Rachel Barnhart is with a nonprofit that facilitates these programs around the country. A study by the Urban Institute looked at how that money is spent in Austin, Texas.
A majority of the cash payments was spent on housing, and we saw an increase in housing stability.
Madison had a privately funded guaranteed income program in 2022 and 23. A Wisconsin emergency room doctor is a recent four-time winner on Jeopardy and headed to the game show's Tournament of Champions. Dr. Amy Hummel's episodes aired in late April and early May. She won $101,000. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Netflix has announced a new Kathryn Bigelow project at the Upfronts in New York on Wednesday. The 72-year-old award-winning Bigelow has directed thrillers Zero Dark Thirty and The Hurt Locker, but she has not directed a film since 2017's Detroit. The project is still currently untitled. Sticking with Netflix news, it's official. There will be a sequel. Happy Gilmore 2 is a go. The network used the Upfronts for this announcement as well. The news comes after months of speculation and rumors and hints dropped by various Happy Gilmore 1 cast members. Unfortunately, it will not star Adam Sandler. Ha! Just kidding. The first film was released in 1996 and followed Sandler's character, a hockey player with anger issues who turns to golf. Chris McDonald is expected to return as golfer Shooter McGavin. This will be Sandler's ninth project with the streaming service. Here's hoping there will never be a sequel to Uncut Gems. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, we'll see a clear to mostly clear sky and lower 50s by daybreak. Light winds across the area. On Friday, plentiful sunshine will be found. Light south winds of 5 to 10. The afternoon high topping out in the upper 70s to near 80. Currently 56 degrees.
Matt Nair on on Air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Crude and Dom.
Crude and Rich are doing it live this Friday, a special Barron Trump graduation edition. Call in with your grievances, Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
And happiness and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. drmartypets.com/Tom. 35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Kay Ivey, the governor of Alabama, hates unions. In general, the former slave states all hate unions because unions are how, you know, workers get rights, and workers should not have rights after all. So she announced on Monday that she signed a bill basically punishing employers, companies that make it easier for their employees to bargain collectively. It's known as Senate Bill 231, and it makes it illegal for companies to receive state economic incentives, you know, tax breaks and things like that for moving into the state or operating in the state. If they voluntarily recognize their workers' unions. Now, you can still have a union in Alabama. You just must have a vote. And the vote must be typically, now the law doesn't require this, but the votes are typically preceded by the companies hiring union-busting firms. It's a multi-billion-dollar industry. This is what the late Antonin Scalia's son does for a living. That's why Donald Trump made him our labor secretary. And how, I'll bet you most Republicans have no idea that Donald Trump put a union buster as Secretary of Labor. But in any case, they come in and they play these movies and tell horror stories. And, oh, you don't want a union here. So companies could lose grants, loans, and even tax credits starting next year as a result of this if they allow a union without forcing, you know, this whole long, protracted, painful process. It's nuts. All right, what's on your mind today? Mark in Portland. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey, Tom, you know, you had talked earlier before about a few liberal billionaires out there that, might be helping out the campaign. But I think, you know, there's Tom Steyer, of course, there's Oprah Winfrey, Mark Cuban, Warren Buffett. They all just pulled some of the resources together and put up billboards in every state saying, you know, defend democracy and freedom, defeat fascism. Put a picture of smiling Joe Biden up there with the marks, the bullet points of why he's good for that state and what he's done in every state. That's a start. I mean,
But it ain't going to happen.
Several years ago, Ralph Nader wrote a book called How the Rich Can Save Us, and that just kind of made me think about, well, there are rich billionaires that would want to save capitalism because, you know, that's what FDR did, basically. He helped to save capitalism in the 30s from devouring itself.
Right.
And these right-wingers don't get that. They don't see, they're all looking for short-term gains, whatever they can get out of it right away.
Yeah.
And they don't see a long-term. It's all about bubble economy.
Yeah, the problem is that Charles Koch is an organizing genius, you know, and some of the people around him. And back in the 80s, when his brother ran for vice president and lost in the 1980 election on the Libertarian ticket, they clearly decided to basically take over the Republican Party and America. And they're well organized. You've got, you know, I mean, there's these 50 billionaire families who have so far ponied up over $600 million And there's an organized infrastructure now, and there's all these right-wing think tanks and radio stations and television stations. They got their own media arm. They've got their own judicial arm, you know, with the Federalist Society. They've got their own, basically they own the Republican Party. There is nothing like that on the left. You've got a couple of billionaires out there. I mean, Mark Steyer is only barely a billionaire. If he's even throwing a few million dollars into politics these days, I'd be surprised. Howard Schultz turned out to be a union buster, and he's no longer, given money, to the best of my knowledge. George Soros, he's got a foundation and does some nice work, but it's nothing like what the Koch brothers did. There just is nothing like this on the left, and the reason why is obvious. I mean, when people get to be billionaires, they tend to be people who value money above all else, and people who value money above all else don't want to pay taxes.
Yeah, my point is that if a depression happens under another right-wing regime, then that's going to put everyone at risk, and then there's no economy, there's no circulation, it's a big depression.
I agree with you, but I don't think they do. I don't think they believe it. I think they're making the same mistake that Fritz Thyssen made back in 1933 in Germany when he funded he raised the first 3 million Reichsmarks that made Hitler basically chancellor. He was the one who talked von Papen into it and Hindenburg, and he had to flee. He had to flee Germany with his family, to save their lives. And he was arguably the richest guy in all of Germany, Tyson Steelworks. And so I think they're making the same mistake. I really do. Mark, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I just saw some reports in the Daily Mail or the Guardian that Russian electronic countermeasures are very effective in jamming the guidance systems of U.S. supplied artillery shells and missiles. I was wondering what Mr. Hitler is on next time, whether we'd ask him, is that true, and what the Ukrainians can do to counteract that.
That's a good question. I'll try to remember, George. George, I have a question for you.
Yes.
First time you called into this show, you identified yourself as a conservative, and we had a couple of conversations about issues that I thought were interesting, and I have tremendous respect for you, and I know you have a military and intelligence background, you speak Russian, and a worldly perspective, shall we say. What advice would you give to Democratic politicians, Joe Biden, people running for Senate and the House, to message to, not necessarily Republicans, I think to a large extent that's a lost cause these days, but at least to people right in the middle who historically, at least half the time, vote Republican, the people who consider themselves kind of, I vote for the guy, not the party, the so-called low-information voters, or just people who think that they're conservative, essentially.
Well, I'd say, first of all, foreign policy, keep up what Biden is doing with Ukraine. The Republicans are blocking aid to Ukraine, and if we, Putin wins in Ukraine, we're going to have a, land war in Europe. Second thing, abortion, the Republicans keep harping on that, and that's a loser.
Yeah, although, that recent survey that was, I believe it was the one published in the New York Times, found that something like almost half of Republicans believe that it was Joe Biden who outlawed abortion.
Well, yeah, they got to counteract that. Yeah, get the message out.
Yeah. I guess so.
That's well. I just have to tell you, I renewed my paid subscription this week, and enjoy your show and keep up the good work.
Okay. Well, thank you, George. It's always nice talking with you. I appreciate it.
Same here, Tom.
I have tremendous respect for you. Thank you so much. Judy in Chicago. Hey, Judy, what's on your mind today?
Hi. Yeah. Oh, I've been listening to your show for years on WCPT, so thank you for all that.
Sure.
The first hour, everybody, all these people called in about the debate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look at Trump's rallies. What's his behavior? He's talking about Hannibal Lecter. He's slurring his words. He goes off the, into the deep end. And my feeling is this is all a setup by Trump. They are going to, give all these excuses about the debate. His handlers do not want him to debate because he'll show everybody, on live TV how crazy he is.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I think people shouldn't worry about it because his handlers are Trump's handlers are not going to let him debate.
I think the consensus on the last on the two debates that he did in 2020 with Joe Biden was that he lost both of them, even though Biden was struggling with his stutter. So I hope you're right, Judy.
They're not going to let him.
You think not? I don't think they have any control over him.
Right, but if he does, you know he's going to screw up and he's going to say, I don't know, he's going to talk about the windmills and the whales and
and we'll all be eating our popcorn and having a glass of white wine and going, yeah.
Go for it, Donald. So I think, you know, I think Biden is kind of being Dark Brandon by, you know, like, bring it on.
Yeah, I think you may well be right, Judy. Judy, I want to get one more call in here before the break. Thank you for the call. Stephanie in Chicago. Hey, Stephanie, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I told you, I think last year, about Trump cheating Chicago out of the water bill for $500,000.
Yeah, from Trump Tower. That was that part of his...
He
didn't declare bankruptcy. He just took a $600 million tax break on that thing.
Well, what happened? Well, he still owes. The city says, nope, he can't do that because he deflated how much water he used in Trump Tower.
Ah.
Okay, now, the second thing is, he double-dipped on his taxes with that tower.
Right.
So he may owe up to $100 million in back taxes.
Yep. Which is a lot of money for Donald Trump, who's not really a billionaire.
So right now, besides all these, I don't even know if they made him aware because he's so tied up in all of this. And Mitt Romney said he should have just been partners. No, he does not know how to stop. Hmm. Do they realize that this is not, he has no idea how to stop doing this.
Yeah.
So if you pardon him, he'll just, good, well, I got away with him, go do it again.
I think so. Yeah, I think Romney's completely wrong. I mean, the pardoning of Nixon, most historians say, was one of the biggest mistakes in American 20th century history. So, I agree with you. Stephanie, thank you. Thank you for the call. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Exposing the con and conservative. I'll pick up your calls right after this. I love summer vacations, but not scratchy hot hotel sheets. So I totally get it that some people take their buttery soft cozy earth bedding with them to elevate their summer getaways to the highest level of comfort. You can have a soothing, blissful sleep at home or away by visiting CozyEarth.com now. Use my exclusive code TOM, T-H-O-M, to save 35% at checkout. Cozy Earth sheets are made with viscose from bamboo, famous for its temperature-regulating qualities. Seriously, Cozy Earth's cool, decadent softness surpasses even the finest resort sheets. Got a long flight coming up? Temperature-regulating Cozy Earth bamboo joggers and a pullover crew will keep you comfy and stylish at 30,000 feet. So whether you're summering somewhere exotic or at home, Cozy Earth can turn every waking and sleeping moment into pure, luxurious bliss. Just use my code TOM, T-H-O-M, at CozyEarth.com now for an exclusive 35% off. That's code TOM for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Bon voyage.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app, The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills. And on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Fresh dog food is all the rage right now, but is it a real deal? The real deal, or is it all hype? Well, for me, there's a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quick. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients that your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable, dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients that your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. drmartypets.com/THOM. 8 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Jason in Sinsbury, Connecticut. Hey, Jason, what's up?
Hey, Tom. It just seems like there's a little bit of a feel with the polls and the debate news that there's a lot of negativity with Biden coming up. I just want to reflect and make sure your listeners know if they have the access. Howard Stern did an interview a week or two ago with Joe Biden, and mm-hmm. It was phenomenal, and it humanized Joe, and it was amazing because he didn't stutter. It was a conversation, and yeah. It humanized him so much, yeah. And it was very, very impactful. It made me reflect back to the State of the Union speech that he did, and I think the week before the election, some news broadcasting companies need to re-air that, because after that day, we walked away and go, oh my gosh, this is our guy. We yeah. have our guy, because everybody had positive impacts coming from the State of the Union. Then I went back into my history, and I think about the 2008 primaries. This is when I first started paying attention to politics, because George Bush's screw-ups, I needed to start paying attention.
Yeah.
And I remember Biden was going up against the greatest orator of our generation, of my generation, you know, Barack Obama. Yeah. And I was going to vote for Barack because he was phenomenal. But I said, I've never heard of this Joe Biden guy because I wasn't from Delaware or Pennsylvania. But he's a really good dude, and he was a good candidate that year. Yeah. And so when he's put on the place, he steps up to the occasion. So we don't need to be worried about the debate or anything like that. He seems to come through. He just doesn't celebrate it because on his day-to-day stuff, he's getting work done. He's just getting work done, and we're not. He's not celebrating or showing it. He's just doing the job, and he's a really good guy. So I don't think we have much to worry about. At least but we do have things to worry about, but it's not because of the quality of our candidate.
I agree. I absolutely agree. I am more impressed by Joe Biden today than I was a year ago. And I was damn well impressed a year ago. Jason, thank you. Well said. Stephen in Kula, Hawaii. Hey, Stephen, what's up?
Hey, Tom, you were talking about the Maryland Senate race. I just looked up on Real Clear Politics, and apparently Angela Alsobrooks is leading Larry Hogan by 10 points. So
really?
Maybe the good people of Maryland are tired of their former governor. And I looked her up, and she's apparently not coming from nowhere. She's the county executive of Prince George's County, which is the second largest county in Maryland, and that's like being the mayor of the county.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I saw her on MSNBC last night, I believe it was. Somebody interviewed her, and I watch enough of this stuff, I don't remember who. But she comports herself well. She is on top of the issues. She's friendly. She's attractive. I mean, all the stuff that you want in a politician to be, you know, presenting themselves well and all that kind of stuff. But on top of that, she clearly has a good political understanding of the issues and what's going on in Maryland. So I'm hopeful. Thank you for that.
I'm hopeful too. Yeah. Sure.
Thank you for the polls there, Stephen. Good talking to you. Alan in Rylander, Wisconsin. Hey, Alan, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Good. What's up?
Hey, we've been talking, and I apologize if I missed it, but we've been talking about the FAA reauthorization bill that had some really poisonous language in it for student loans. It would have killed the ability to cancel the loans for flight school students.
I wrote an op-ed about that two or three weeks ago, and you need to talk to Patty Murray about that.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I actually have some news to share in case you haven't heard. That language was taken out of the Senate bill just before it was passed last week. So,
oh, great.
Actually, I just called to thank you for your efforts on this. You were one of the very few people out there who were calling attention to it.
Well, I also called Patty Murray's office. I said, is this true? And, you know, her press person got back to me and said, what are you talking about? And I said, here's what I found, you know, and there was that Fortune magazine article and everything. I never heard back from her, but I'm glad to hear. So apparently they didn't want to justify it. But I'm glad to hear that they pulled that language out. That's really good news. And I saw that the Democrats in the House demanded that they keep the airlines must refund your money if they bounce you off the plane. That's good stuff, too. So.
Right. Yeah, we haven't seen the official version of the passed bill yet, so this is coming from my contacts at the Senate, but I have no reason. I'm a very credible source.
Yeah.
So thank you. Now, if we can get bankruptcy returned to the loans before the election, I think the Democrats...
That's not going to happen before the election. You've got a number of Republicans, plus Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, who are taking big bucks from the banks, and they're, you know, particularly Kyrsten Sinema in the Senate.
I know.
You know, she's not going to let that happen. But I think that if we can take enough House seats, we can try.
And hopefully both parties will see it's in their best interest to finally.
It never should have been passed in the first place. I mean, I debated Debbie Stabenow on this program about that back in 2005 when it was, you know, the legislation was up. And I was like, why do you want to do this? And she was like, oh, we have to teach them responsibility. I'm like, no, bankruptcy should be for everybody. Alan, thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we recombobulate with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area in hour number two, Zombie Cicadas, coming to a neighborhood near you. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest, Mr. James Causey. One of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.